the prominent barber. He used to be a prominent barber marshal, but he still won in Los Angeles. They live in Inglewood, very beautiful community. I've been out there, and I really do like it compared to San Francisco, the hilly country. And his wife used to be the cashier here on the campus when they were in Marshall, but she's not working now. She's been sick. He has another brother who has a very good job with Pan American Airlines. Very good. He's a mechanical engineer on engines, and he brought some of that work. He has to go to school at Dallas LTV. Have you heard of that? LTV. Very big corporation in Dallas. In Fort Worth, he has to go to school down here sometimes, and you should see that homework with the ohms and different weights. He teased me about it, tried to give me the health homework, but I've never seen any electrical. It's really the electrical homework. Then he has another sister who works out at an army base. Well, it's a naval base, and she has a very good job in California. Vallejo, but she lives in Berkeley. It's about an hour drive every day, and it's a good job. And they all do plan to move back to Texas one day. And the baby girl out there works for the postal office. And
talk about the house. You mentioned the living room. Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name?
They used to call it parlor.
Uh-huh.
That was way before my day. When my mother was courting. Call it parlor.
Uh-huh.
But
what about for the porch? Any old-fashioned names?
Porch? No, they used to have gazebos.
On the what?
A gazebo.
What's that?
It's a screened-in porch-like. And what sits in it is nothing but a screen. I mean a swing on a porch. Sticks, you know, hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great big old swing. But a lot of them don't be screened in, but then now they're screening them in. They're bringing them back a gazebo, and you can put flowers. There's no large tennis room right here. But that's the only thing.
What about a sleeping porch? Did you ever hear that?
No, not really. No, I haven't.
And to get from the porch to the ground, you'd have
some steps.
What about to get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house?
No, my aunt had one, my grandmother on my mother's side, sister. She had a great big old house. It's in Hallsville, and they didn't use the upstairs too much. It's a very big, scary house. And I remember my husband died when I was in maybe the fifth or sixth grade, and he was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 100-something then. And he was blind. He'd always be sitting at that fireplace. And I just didn't like that house. And I didn't like to go in it. And well, my mother, my grandmother's, my mother's mother, still has a brother in Longfrew about 115 years old. I've never seen it. And my mother always said, we're going to take you over to see Uncle Matthew. I would like to see him, and I'm quite sure he has lived through slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And something about my grandmother's baby brother and baby sister are dead, and they couldn't have been over, I know the baby girl couldn't have been over 50-something when she died, and the my uncle was teaching at LBJ Elementary School in San Antonio, and he had a heart attack right after he left school. But the rest of, and then the Uncle Bill is dead. He was the only one. But the rest of them are all real, 70, 80, 90, and past.